Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? You've got a lovely fresh trim.
Thank you. I always get it cut for the podcast, even though I do like three videos every week and not like shit in them. I come for a podcast, which a few little clips are going to get made of, and I decided to get a skin fade just before.
But you know what it is? It's sort of your way of showing me you care, because you don't, you're not...
It's not for you,
talk
mate.
People talk about love languages. It's certainly not physical touch, all right? I try and hug you, you wince. It's not words of affirmation, because I say, bloody hell, you know what? You were really good on that podcast, and you were like... We get some lunch. It's not... So, but what it is you show that you care by getting a haircut ahead of the podcast to be like, do you know what, Jake?
I made the effort. I'm coming to London. You know what I mean? I want to look good. But it's not for you, mate. It's for the guests.
There we go.
It's for the guests. Speaking of, we've got a very special one today, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got a big-time telly celebrity.
We do. A real man off the telly.
A proper man.
Off the telly.
He has many talents. He's a TV presenter. He runs a Bloody Mary company on the side, as if he doesn't have enough going on. And he is the host, one host, of Big Brother.
It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's massive.
The amazing
great.
Will Best.
A real coup for the pod. Can I just say, when doing my research on Will Best, went down a bit of a rabbit hole. I couldn't work out if he was the son of George Best, the old man you football lad. I was on George Best Wikipedia being like, okay, right, that was his wife. Did he have a, he's got a son. Oh, Callum. Okay. No, I don't. So I don't think it's, he is.
So what were you going to do when he turned up? Just sort of say,
I thought we could have a keep you uppy segment, sort of ask him on the current state of affairs at United, what he thinks about.
How's Callum? Does football run in the family? Yeah. Ever thought of playing yourself?
What would his dad make of the current situation at Old Trafford?
What would his dad make of the podcast?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get over to the pub.
Do you reckon any chance of a Bloody Mary over at the pub?
Do you like a Bloody Mary?
I've never had one.
You've never had a Bloody Mary? All right, it's settled then. Let's get a Bloody Mary and answer a quiz.
Let's do it.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a charming presenter and DJ. He started out on chat show called Suck My Pop before becoming one of the presenters for Channel 4's T4. He went on to grace our screens on a variety of shows like This Morning. He is now known as the host of Big Brother. It's Will Best.
Thanks, guys. DJ, I like that you've put DJ.
Yeah.
That gets missed off the resume, I think, too much. I DJed at the Sugar House, which is... Lincoln's largest student venue just before Christmas. So DJ is right.
Sugar House, you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're not DJing, when you're not presenting Big Brother, when you're not running a bloody Mary company.
Yeah.
Do you ever have time for a pub quiz?
I like a pub quiz. Okay. And I but no. The thing is I can scratch my quizzy itch.
Sure. Don't say that again, please. Just as a rule, please don't say that again.
My contact with that as well.
Yeah, lingered, didn't it? I managed to look both of you in the eye at the same time. Yeah.
I've never been able to smell a statement before, but I could.
Yeah. I scratched my quizzy itch.
Worse
on the telly.
Time?
On the telly. I this is the first quiz that I've done since winning Weakest Link.
Will Best!
Watch out.
What a flex!
Watch out. The hell out.
You should be hosting this.
You should be hosting. What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. Hold up. We'll get some more context to this. What was the... this is where it all comes crumbling down.
Yeah.
Who was on Weakest Link with you, though? Because if you were just on there with...
On my own.
On your own. Or with, people who maybe aren't known for their quizzing. It might have been...
Well, it was... There was a wide range of people on there. So we had Ben Bailey-Smith, who... Yeah. You're thinking smart guy. Doc Brown, comedian, very erudite. Okay, fills in on a film podcast.
Yeah.
So he's got
erudite is the word I would think of.
Yeah.
I'll look that up later.
And so we had him. We had Anna Richardson.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Naked telly. What's that show she did about being naked?
Naked Attraction.
Yeah. Anna Richardson. We had there was Lavoie, a drag queen. Oh, Aisling B.
Oh, well,
very good. Oh, and another great comedian, Irish guy called Jason Byrne.
You had a real roster of very intelligent celebrities.
Yeah. Big brains, big names, big brains.
What were the sort of questions that you were getting right?
I think the one that I was most proud of was, what is the metal commonly used in fillings? Mercury. Thank you very much.
Mercury is
pop that down. Bank. Sorry. I've been doing that for 6 months.
You don't need to do that on this one.
Sorry.
Make that clear from the start. You don't need to say bank after every question.
Okay, so.
Mercury's banking. I don't know what to do.
You can get cancelled for that. So yeah, that was anyway. There was some good stuff. I only got like 3 questions wrong.
Did anyone kick off? Because I mean, original Weakest Link when Anne Robinson was doing it, and it was civilians, as it were. People were just the exit interviews afterwards.
Yeah.
They don't know what they've done. They made the biggest mistake in their life, and I'll come back and I'll show them. Was there any of that?
So most of the people on there, they were there to like be funny and have a good time, right? And because a lot of comedians, and then even, like Anna Richardson's really funny and charismatic and stuff. They were mainly there for like the banter with Ramesh and stuff. Now, I was there to get fucking quiz questions right, number one. Number two, I was there to make Ramesh like me. Because I used to listen to his podcast all the time, Hip Hop Saved My Life. And I sort of fell in love with him. I think he's cool. I want him to think I'm cool.
Yeah.
So I was incredibly unfunny and dry because I was nervous and I'd been skiing. Don't do it very often. I've done it like twice in my life.
No one's accused you of anything.
Well, just because sometimes when I mention I go skiing, people can accuse me of being
so defensive.
I've just spat on the mic. anyway, I got sunburned lips. So I had incredibly dry lips that meant that I couldn't smile properly. So I was sort of like, so this will only work if the, but like, so I was sort of trying to like, be like, I am a fun guy, like me Ramesh, but sort of smiling like this, like, like it was, and I watched it back and I look weird and sad, and Ramesh clearly fucking did not like me.
Well, I think you just didn't get voted off because everyone was like, I don't think we should vote this fucking crazy person
also,
off.
Can I just say...
He's going to absolutely stalk us.
That is, although, well, I didn't get voted off because I was the strongest link in, I think, every round bar two.
Yeah.
So, don't know why I've got my pen out for that.
So, Will, you're a man of the world. Yeah. You obviously like a quiz. We love to find out from our guests what their favourite fact is. Maybe it's something you've heard this week. Maybe it's something that you carry with you for anecdotes at parties.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something you might have told Ramesh.
Okay. Yeah, I barely got upset anything.
He listens to this.
Does he?
Yeah.
Can we workshop something to make him think I'm cool?
Yeah.
So when because I was told you might be asked your favourite fact. Now I don't know if this counts as a fact, but the first thing that springs to mind in terms of like, because I guess a good fact.
Trump supporter already. Okay. Not sure if this counts as a fact, but
the first thing that springs to mind in terms of like a thing that I discovered and it blew my mind. So Brussels sprouts.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Right now, Brussels sprouts are called, they're not called Brussels sprouts.
Yes, they are.
No, they're called Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts?
They are a sprout from Brussels or belonging to Brussels. They are not a type of sprout called a Brussels. They are a sprout from Brussels. They're called Brussels.
So I'm gonna rewind sprouts. Maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds to when you said this isn't necessarily a fact and say, and just confirm it. I don't think that is a fact.
It's true.
Well, it's true, but in the same way
he doesn't normally just dispute the guest facts.
But you're saying it's like if I come in and said, weather can be spelled either or W-H-E.
Yes. It's a fact in the sense of like, we don't need to sort of stop and meditate on the fact that a Brussels sprout is from Brussels. I think we all knew that, didn't we?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know it was from Brussels.
You didn't know it was Brussels.
Okay,
you
I didn't know the S at the end.
There we go.
Hold my hands up.
Thank you very much.
I've not been skiing, and I didn't know there was an S at the end. I hold my hands up. However, I did assume that they were from Brussels.
I thought you were going to say
that's
it's
not the
Brussels
fun bit,
sprouts.
The fact.
I thought that would have been impressive. If there was no S on the sprouts, people had just sort of moved it across.
It was Brussels.
Brussels Prouts.
Yeah.
And people were
That would have been good.
That would have been brilliant.
So all those people who've been saying, do you want some sprouts?
Yeah.
They're going to keep themselves.
And then next Christmas, everyone's going, do you want Prouts? Yeah. Have you got the Prouts on?
Yeah.
Have you done little crosses in the Prouts? Yeah.
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 Put some bacon in the Prouts, actually. That helps, doesn't it? Do you know what? I'm gonna maybe slightly stop having a go at you, because it reminds me of when I found out that the letter W was called W because it's two U's put together, which is why in French it's double V.
No, but that's two V's put together, double V.
Well, the French have a different view on things.
But no, but it's more accurate to say it's two V's.
So
it should be called a double V.
Please, I beg you to bring that up with the French. But in the English language, we've said, it's because cursives, potentially.
We've said that, have we? No. I've heard the V argument.
I do have some other facts.
Oh, lovely.
Go on.
So, because I thought, I better look up some facts. So I went on Instagram, the home of facts.
Why would, if I'm thinking I need some facts, I would go Google.
Right.
I would go ChatGPT.
Don't trust Google anymore.
I would not go Instagram.
Yeah, I know, but what you got to click on something on Google.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Google isn't what you click on.
To a fact page.
Or Instagram.
Exactly.
It's Instagram.
It would take you pages on Instagram. Instagram.
So it will take you to Instagram. Nine times out of ten, it will take you to Instagram, and that's a fact I found on MySpace. Yeah.
So this is one from an account called Only Verified Fact.
Sure.
Singular.
Is Bonnie Blue on there?
Can't
as well?
Argue that.
If you have dimples in your back, you're not overweight and probably lead a healthy life. That's from Only Verified Fact. And that had a caption underneath, facts for the number four, genius. They had some more. They had some more. Same page. Eating soaked gram on an empty stomach.
I was defending you after the whole Prouts thing, but I don't...
This is from
this is not facts.
This is from Only Verified Fact.
They've only got one fact.
Well, you've got to find out which one it is. No, this is from Only Verified Fact. And again, at the bottom of each picture, because as an image, it also then says, just to hammer home the point, facts for the number genius, eating soaked gram on an empty stomach in the morning makes weight gain faster, right? That's had 40,000 likes.
I don't know what any of that means. I don't know.
No. And there's a gram, picture of something that looks gram. Like chickpeas.
I'm really worried this website is run by my quite elderly Indian nan and her mates. Rub rosemary oil in your hair and you have a good day. That's the fact, is it? If you eat fish and milk in the same meal, you'll get vitiligo. That's what she used to tell me. But that does seem...
Can we just go back to you can't be fat if you've got dimples in your back?
No, apparently not. Well, no.
Apparently not.
You're not overweight and you probably lead a healthy... Anything that says, this is a fact, and then has the word probably in
it,
I think But 40,000 likes for empty eating soaked gram on an empty stomach in the morning makes weight gain faster. That's the fucking kind of engagement.
Well, yeah, probably because you're eating. Probably because I could also change that to eating cake first thing in the morning makes gaining weight better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
that,
not, it's
that
not groundbreaking,
likes,
is it?
Though.
No.
facts.
That's true.
And then, just one more, because they had one that was a video with like a voice that reads out stuff, right?
Is it an AI voice or was it a real?
AI
voice,
the best ones. So this one, the voice said, this fact will make you fart.
I wonder what that smell was.
Blue is the common favourite colour.
Just farted as well.
So...
Blue is the common. Yeah. And you're just scrolling amongst. No, but no, it's just the common favourite. Yeah.
And it's American... How many likes?
Oh, fuck, I didn't see how many likes. And then, sorry, last fact from Only Verified Fact.
Yeah.
Facts for Genius. 7 minutes of intercourse is equivalent to 1.3 hours in the gym.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Wow.
So I got a few facts there.
Oh my gosh. And just to reiterate, you've won the weakest link. I promise, there's not a huge amount of stuff that I've studied on verified fact. What is it called again?
It's called Only Verified Fact. And then the little, on each picture it says facts for genius.
Brilliant. So shout out to Only Verified Fact, hashtag
facts for the number
four genius.
Well, I'm really, really...
Just genius.
Yeah. I'm really hoping some of these facts come out on the quiz tonight.
I think we're out of time, though, aren't we?
Just before we do jump into the quiz, do you have a team name for us, Will?
Ah, sorry, yes. I did write some of these down.
Was
as
this
well.
Off Instagram?
I
mean,
well, I did think about asking.
Only genius fact.
Well,
would
no, because
be...
it, well, with the quiz name, you've got it. I feel like you need to be topical.
Yeah.
Right, and
yeah,
you've okay. got to have the word quiz in there usually. So I did. I did. You know, Ali Plum, the film critic. The BBC like yes. film interview yes, guy yes, Radio yes. 1 he but, did yeah. I did his film quiz a while ago and we called our team name Ali Plum because it's his quiz mm. and the quizener of Azkaplum because,
wow
because that is like you've got quiz in there
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you've got the name of the person doing the quiz and it's a film quiz so we've got a film name
so you've done something equally as amazing for this right
no absolutely oh. not but I was thinking so. But I, on the way here I looked at the Metro
yeah.
and I thought what are people talking about what are the big stories because
yeah.
it's general knowledge you know what I mean it's zeitgeist it's finger on the pulse mm. So that guy Justin Baldoni
Justin Baldoni yeah. yeah yeah
so Quiztin Baldoni maybe.
So
we're workshopping. That's in the maybe pile.
What's brilliant about the whole putting the quizzes is normally quiz rhymes with something that would be in that sentence.
Yeah.
Where you just say Justin, and I'm just trying to find a bit in Justin that rhymes with quiz. And I'm just yeah. Justin.
Well, I did think about Justin.
Wait,
quiz
say it again.
Donny,
I don't even know where the quiz bit would go. Quiztin Baldoni.
I don't think any
His
of the letters.
His name's not Quiztin Baldoni or okay. Christopher Baldoni.
Okay, forget that. Forget
yeah,
that.
Forget it.
Okay, this one's not good. So
not
Paul,
like the others.
Paul Mezcal was in a street
car
named
sorry,
Desire.
Can we you tee it up, because we can now guess where you thought quiz fits in. Because honestly, the way it's going, you will just go quiz Mezcal and say, well, that's a play on Paul Mezcal, what is it?
Yeah, quiz Mezcal. Quiz Mezcal.
I was wondering why you teed it up being like, so when I went on this other quiz, I came up with a really good name. I was like, it's weird to sort of boast about how well he's done. The name formulation.
Yeah.
You just...
But, well, there was more because I saw it the other day and then they were talking about it in the paper. I actually went to see it. He's in a streetcar named Desire.
Yeah.
So, well, you've either got a quiz car named Desire yeah. or a street quiz named Desire.
So what are we doing? Are we going with Quiz Mezcal?
Yeah, it's going to
yeah.
Quiz Mezcal.
Oh, Ryan Quisling. That just popped into
That just popped into my head.
But you can't have that because a Quisling, right, during, in like occupied territories during the war,
yeah, yeah.
a Quisling is what you call a traitor.
Right.
Somebody who collaborates with the enemy. So Ryan Quisling is actually...
It was nearly topical, that.
Yeah. yeah.
A couple of
and
weeks
you know
ago.
What?
Yeah.
That's the reason
that's
why
what
it
you thought,
work.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you thought.
Wait, was he...
Well, no, just for traitors.
For traitors?
Yeah.
For traitors?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
TV show?
Ryan Quisling.
Ryan Quisling, yeah. not the traitors. Anyway, so what are we doing?
Quiz Mezcal, I think. I think that's your finest.
Quiz Mezcal. Yeah.
It's disappointing, isn't it, guys? I'm sorry.
So, no, that's great.
Sorry, we were just about to really get into the quiz, but for some, I've just looked over at Ian's piece of, like, sort of working out paper. He's just written Quiz Mezcal at the top. It's really yeah. made me, as if, like, we've just legitimised it. Yeah, it's a real
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Quiz Mezcal.
This is the team. We are Quiz Mezcal. Yeah. We are sat in a pub, yeah. and we are Quiz Mezcal.
Yeah.
So we've learnt about our teammates. We know our team name. Should we look at our quizmaster?
Yes, please.
Okay, so each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from UK Quizmaster, and our quizmaster today is Henry.
Do you want to do that when he's popping all over the... You really had a lovely run-up to sort of saying his name as well, and he thought,
God,
you know what, I'll do it right there.
So each week, genuine pub quiz from a real UK pub quizmaster, and our quizmaster today is Henry from the St. John's Tavern in Clapham.
Hello, Henry from the St. John's Tavern in Clapham.
Have you been to
I've
the
written him down. I've written it down, Henry, there.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you been to the St. John's Tavern
quiz,
in Clapham?
Quizry? I've not been to the St. John's Tavern in Clapham.
I've not been either. I don't really go out in Clapham a huge
I don't go
amount.
Clapham much.
I imagine you've been to Inferno's quite a lot. You
Never
of,
been.
As a man who DJs at Sugar House.
Never been to Inferno's.
As a man who skis and DJs at Sugar House. Surely.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've not. I'm sad. Okay. You know, I'm not against the idea.
Mm. I mean, it's a very blank canvas. But and
a lot of Antipodeans in Clapham.
What's
Henry.
What's
he might Antipodean? Be from. He might be from Australia or New Zealand.
Oh yes,
oh,
right.
it out there.
Very good point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, he does his quiz anyway every Tuesday at 7:30. So that's
Great.
The St. John's Tavern in Clapham every Tuesday at 7:30. You'll find
Great.
Henry doing his quiz. So round one
Henry.
From
Henry.
Henry
does sound like a Clappamite.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Henners.
What is, what's the, just quickly, what's the, because I'm not
posh,
from
posh,
London.
Posh.
Is it posh?
Posh,
like,
posh.
Like,
yeah,
Clapham,
yeah.
Posh. People and Antipodeans.
Okay.
Yeah, rugby lads, a lot of the Australians who will come and like live. Sorry, that sounds really bad. A lot of like people from Australia and New Zealand will live there. They like rugby. They all hang out. They all go out and have like, Jaeger bombs.
They're going to have a Jaeger bomb. So they're going to have. They're going to give each other wedgies.
Yeah. Give each other wedgies. No, yeah.
A it's always fun, isn't it? A wedgie. A noogie.
You can have a noogie or a wedgie.
That's great. What do you prefer?
You've missed a third option there, guys.
Nipple cripples.
A wet willy.
Oh, we've got four.
Wet willy.
Is that when you lick your finger and put it in someone's ear?
Yeah. It is. That was a personal favourite.
Is that a thing? That's a bit less. Is that what rugby lads do?
They do. They wet willy. Yeah.
That's just like a calm intro for them, isn't it?
That's very much mild foreplay for those boys.
Sexy nickname for you from your partner as well?
What, Wet Willy?
Wet Willy, yes. Yeah. Wet Willy, yeah. Okay, so our first round is the crossword round. So I'm going to read here what he's sent to us. It says, each answer will link to the previous one with the end of the word being the beginning of the next answer, much like a crossword. So if you miss one, you can work backwards.
Okay.
Does anyone understand that?
Sorry, I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
I totally zoned out.
So I was reading it, I zoned out.
Yeah.
Each answer will link to the previous one with the end of the word being the beginning of the next answer. So if the answer was Will Best, I imagine the next answer would be Best
In Show.
Western.
Sorry.
Something like that. Much like a crossword. So if you miss one, you can work backwards, okay? So
he's I don't know. Do you reckon if you were 6 pints deep, this would help you or hinder you?
Well, I'm thinking about getting a second pint already, so...
Pause in proceeding?
Yeah. No, let's keep going.
Yep.
So he's given us an example here. So he said, for example, if question one was banana split, the answer was banana split, the answer to question two could be split decision.
Okay.
So he's given us some helpful advice there. Do we have question one it's not going to help us with because we just need to get
that. Yeah, we've got to get it right.
Let's have a go. Era of British monarchy and sister... What? Era of British monarchy and sister watch company to Rolex. Sorry, for this round, are we just not putting question words in there? Is that nice? Are we just
and
putting
sister watch company?
Are we just
company?
Putting? Are we just writing them as statements and hoping for the best?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, mate. Okay, so it's an era of British monarchy and a sister watch to the company Rolex.
Okay, well, let's start with the eras of the British monarchy. That's easy.
So, okay.
You've got Victorian, you've got Edwardian, you've got Tudor.
Tudor.
It's Tudor.
Is it really?
It's Tudor.
Is that a watch
Tudor
company?
That's
company?
A watch company.
You would know. I don't know why that was a little snide.
Yeah, exactly. You'd know, you're so fucking punctual.
You'd know because you can fucking tell the time when you're skiing and all that stuff.
Stop, is this what I'm fucking... I'm not a skier.
I'm so sorry. Question number two. Do you wear a watch, Will?
I do, but it's broken.
Rolex?
Sorry.
Tudor. Absolute pile of shit. No, it is.
Because it's a one-word answer, does that mean the next answer is going to have to start with Tudor?
It will start with Tudor, okay. Yeah. Hopefully. So question number two. An unaging British literary figure with a mysterious self.
Oh no, but that's Dorian Gray.
That's Dorian Gray, yeah. That's Dorian Gray.
But there is no Lady Jane Gray was monarch.
Dorian
Gray. Oh, brilliant. But also, fantastic. Do you like the way I slipped in the knowledge that Lady Jane Gray was British monarch for like 9 days or something?
Yeah. Weirdly, those sorts of facts aren't on Only Verified Facts.
No. Their version would be Lady was probably.
Yeah. Much more dimple based.
Lady Jane Grey probably had back dimples.
Yeah. Lady Jane Grey probably thought oranges reminded her of the planet Venus. Did they? I don't know. We have no evidence for it, but that's fine. Question number three. American singer-songwriter and pianist. What's really throwing me off with the way Henry's done this is that he's not writing them as questions.
No.
He's just writing them as statements. Mm. American singer, songwriter, and pianist regarded as one of the most iconic and influential musicians in history, and they went blind at 7 years old.
American? Oh, it's Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw something.
Oh, yeah,
Gray.
Oh,
yeah. I want to throw something in. Could it be Ray Charles?
It is Ray Charles.
If we 100%. End on Dorian Gray and we start with Ray Charles...
Because he's more famous as a pianist, probably, than...
Yes. Have you seen that film, Ray, with Jamie Foxx?
It's a very good
Incredible.
Film.
Incredible.
And the thing that always struck me about that is he decided... He
is it going to be the same thing that I think about?
Is it holding a lady by the wrist to work out if she's sexy or not.
It is that.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating scene. Yeah. Have you seen it, Liam?
No.
So,
can I feel your wrists there?
Yeah, please.
What? So I'll he'll act it out and I'll explain what's
interested.
Going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ray Charles was blind, but he was a famous womanizer, and what he would do is he'd feel people's wrists and just feeling the wrists.
These are the sort of experiments, proper quiz fact.
Ray Charles would do this when he met a woman. He would squeeze their wrists like this.
Your left wrist is a little bit They're about the same.
He wouldn't have shagged you, basically. Your left wrist's a bit chubby, mate. I'm not going anywhere near you.
I just hit my funny bone on this chair. That was why I just shouted and said, ow, sorry.
The funny thing about a funny bone is that it's not a bone. It is a nerve. Lost my virginity very late. Very late. Terribly late. Yeah. Question number four. British criminal, he's done it as a statement again.
Yeah, Jake, I know you're getting annoyed at this, but I think joke's on you here a bit, mate, because he's doing it as a crossword, as this is the crossword round.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, so he's got,
I think Henry's
no slouch, actually, when it comes to his quiz mastering.
I think you owe him a bit of an apology here.
I'm sick of apologising to misogynistic rugby lads from Australia. I've called him misogynistic.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, mate, Henry, I'm going to take that back, actually.
Yeah, but we've got to lead by example, haven't we? We've got to lead by example to them. Yeah.
I apologise, I was wrong there. You literally did say it's a crossword round, and you've just written the clues like they're crossword clues. Yeah. I'm sorry. Question number four. Which British criminal... Oh, he changes it now, doesn't he? No, he hasn't.
Maybe he hasn't.
So this is a British criminal with a violent and notorious life as a prisoner, played on screen by Tom Hardy in a 2008 biopic.
I know the answer
to
this.
The craze.
No, it's Charles Bronson.
Great answer. Okay.
It's Bronson. It was Charles
Bronson,
wasn't he?
Great answer. Charles Bronson. Yeah. Ray Charles Bronson.
That's a great question, isn't it? Because a lot of people would have... Like, my instinct was he played the Cray brothers, didn't he?
Yeah,
he did. But
Bronson was... Yeah. He was famous for being a prisoner.
Right,
his
okay.
whole thing was that he led a riot when he was in prison and all that kind of stuff. He's Britain's hardest man.
He's basically spent his whole life in prison.
He loves it.
But...
He loves it.
The crimes he's done outside of prison are actually quite minimal, but he's just got all the years he's got added on is because of riots and stuff happened in prison.
Yeah.
So he just loves it.
He can't get enough of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Good.
He's coming out soon, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get him on the pod? Get him on, he'd be good.
I thought you might call it Charles Quizson. Charles Quizson. Good pun there.
How old
I'd
is he?
I'd just go Quiz Bronson, to be honest. Yeah. How old is he?
Yeah. What, is he an old bloke? Or?
He's an old bloke now, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
What, but he's coming out soon?
No.
He's probably his late 60s.
Late 60s.
So did he do something... Sorry, I know this isn't the
right.
Charles
I don't know,
Bronson.
I don't know what he went in for.
Was it something minor
robbery?
And then just sort
robbery,
of...
That sort of thing.
And then just stayed in there and never wanted to come out?
The theory is,
I think he might have wanted to, but he couldn't bloody help himself when it came to causing mischief.
I think there's a theory that he would continue to cause problems in prison so that he could have a bit more extent.
I'm thinking of, you know that scene in Royal Family where they ask his mate, oh, is your brother out of prison for Christmas? And he goes, yeah, they gave him a chance, but he wanted to stay with his mates. That's a bit of that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
You coming out, no, I don't want to leave him.
The boys.
Yeah, you've got to have a riot plan Friday. It'd be a laugh, I don't want to miss it.
Question number five, final question in the crossword round, which has been a brilliant round, and I apologise for not clocking on sooner to how you've been structuring it. Question number five, the title of Al Pacino's New York Times bestseller autobiography. So what do we think this could be? So it's going to start with Bronson.
Or Sen.
Yeah.
Or can't start with Bronson. Nothing starts with Bronson.
I know what this is. I know what it is, because there was a documentary about it on BBC One.
On the
Sunny Boy.
Sunny
Boy. It's called Sunny Boy.
Sunny
Boy.
Sunny Boy. Sunny That's
Boy. Yeah, it's absolutely Sunny Boy. I really do think it is. So, how do we feel that went?
I think that's all right. It all makes sense.
I'm guessing we've got 100%.
I think we've got 5 out of 5.
Also, with this whole thing of building a bit of an image around Henry, a lot of sort of laddie stuff here, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got Bronson.
Al Pacino.
Bronson.
Rolexes. Yeah.
Ray Charles, famous for holding women's wrists.
Yeah. Oh, I think Henry's held a wrist in it or two in his time, hasn't he? He's held a wrist or two in his time. So here we go with the answers. We're predicting that we got 5 out of 5.
Okay.
It's our prediction.
Yeah.
Let's see if that comes true. So question number one, we were looking for an era of the British monarchy, which also is the name of a sister watch company to Rolex. This was all Will Best, wasn't it? We weren't going to have any clue, were we?
I couldn't afford one of them.
Yeah. You could barely tell the time. It's Tudor.
Brilliant.
Really well done,
Great
mate.
Stuff,
really
guys.
Well
Thanks,
done.
Thanks, guys. That set us up nicely.
And that set us up very well.
If we hadn't got that, would have been tricky for them.
And I think Tudor actually is sort of the Rolex of the historical dynasties to study, isn't it? It's the sexiest one. It's the one with the drama.
Yeah.
You've got the wives, you've got the beheadings, you've got the Reformation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an exciting thing to study.
Yeah. No, totally. Those bloody monasteries.
Who'd have them? question number two. Unaging. If we're looking for an unaging British literary figure with a mysterious self-portrait, it was.
We're looking for.
It's what we're looking for. Yeah. As if it's a belief description. Can I help you, officer? Yeah,
someone
sorry,
hosts a quiz, don't they?
We're looking for an unaging British literary figure with a mysterious self-portrait. I think saw him in the spa actually. Dorian Gray. Dorian Gray.
It's two for two.
Two for two. Dorian Gray is the only novel written by Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
He only did plays. Question number three. American singer-songwriter and pianist regarded as one of the most iconic influential musicians in history who went blind at 7 years old. We know him as the wrist wanker.
Well, I mean... He didn't wank off their wrists. He just grabbed them.
Yes.
And the wrist grabber.
The wrist grabber. It's Ray Charles.
We're doing very well here, boys.
Three for three.
Question number four. We're looking for a British criminal with a violent and notorious life. Life as a prisoner played by on screen by Tom Hardy in 2008 in a biopic. It was Charles Bronson.
Here we go.
So, for five out of five, what was the autobiography of Al Pacino? It was indeed Sonny Boy, guys. Five out of five.
There we go.
A rarity on this podcast, I have to tell you. Yeah. Five out of five is not a figure we see often. Good work, chaps.
I mean, we've had less overall in some quizzes, haven't we, than we've just had on that
round
there. Yeah. Will, you're a quizzer. You're a good... I'm not surprised you won Weakest Link.
Thanks very much. Well, we're only just getting started. We're only one round in, guys.
Yeah,
still, very much, all to play for.
Very much.
Sorry,
very much.
Into quiz hosting.
Okay, round two, porn parodies.
Oh, dear.
Porn parodies.
Okay. So, the below the below all have real adult film parodies made of them. Can you guess the porn pun... from the real film title. Okay, so I think we're going to get a film.
Right.
And we've got... You know what? This is quite similar to what we were doing with your quiz puns. I think you could be the man for
this. Yeah, this could be good.
So...
Well, Will actually didn't successfully create a pun, is
what
the main
I've done
thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number one. It felt weird saying question then. Film title number one, which we're going to try and convert into a porno, which is a porno, Downton Abbey.
It'll be something like Down on
Down
Abbey.
On,
Down
on
Abbey.
Down on Abbey.
I think you're bang on. I don't think we need to even deliberate on that anymore. Legally Blonde, number two. Legally Blonde. Unlegally Blonde.
Liam's put his pen down. So I don't think I want to write down this.
Number three, Tomb Raider.
Womb Raider.
Womb Raider.
Yeah, really though?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Womb Raider.
Yeah, it's got to be Womb Raider.
Yeah. Number four.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Dump, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
It's got to be.
Is that porn though?
It's got,
I don't know if that's porn.
People are into shitting on chests.
Oh, fair enough.
It could be Forrest Hump.
Oh,
much
fine.
Just to give it a more PG. Or it could be Forrest Stump, because...
Forrest Cum? Come, no. Forrest Cum!
Yeah, that's good.
And it's sort of encouraging him to sort of...
I think it's definitely Forrest Hump.
Forrest Hump? Yeah,
I think it's got to be.
I think... Yeah.
Do you know what the problem is with this round? Is that if you're trying to answer it right and you put a wrong answer in, suddenly it's like, I think it might be Forrest Dump. Oh, well, it wasn't. But why did you say that? Because that's obviously come into your mind.
Yeah.
Are you into
Forrest Dump?
No, I just think people might be into shitting on... people, as in you freak.
Yeah.
And finally, Han Solo. It's got to be Han Solo.
Hans?
Han Solo. Hans.
It's just somebody wanking.
Yeah.
Bank, sorry.
Han Solo.
Again, how's that getting commissioned?
Han Solo, Han Molo, Polo, Wolo.
Also, that's got to be quite recent because that Han Solo film was quite
unless
recent.
It's just based off the... Because that's a character, isn't it?
It is just a character.
Could have been.
Han
Solo.
It's got to be Han Solo.
I don't know.
It's just somebody
who's commissioning a bloke wanking.
Well, it might be a lady wanking.
I think you're getting too hung up on the sort of like.
I don't want to say bloke.
Hypothetical commissioning process.
Yeah.
I don't understand who's commissioning this. I mean, they've got bosses to answer to as well. And if they're signing off on Han Solo, I just don't know where we stand.
Yeah, I don't think these are on Netflix. I think this could be user generated.
Yeah.
Well, this is UGC, mate.
Where are they? Han Solo, any more advances on Han Solo? Or should we just go Hans?
I think also it'd be probably good to move on from this round.
Yeah, I agree.
It would certainly help with my erection.
You need to go Han Solo in the toilet.
Whilst I'm doing a Forrest Dump.
Oh, right, okay. Downton Abbey. I think we said
Down on Abbey.
Yeah.
We're bang on, guys.
Brilliant.
It's not. It's almost not a great round to get 100%.
No,
on,
no. We want to try.
Okay.
And...
Legally Blonde. It's legally boned.
Not a pun.
Not a pun. That doesn't work.
In which case, I thought you would have got that, Will, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Legally boned. I mean, it's still not great, isn't it? Because it suggests that there's
yeah. Tomb Raider. We said Womb Raider, guys. We were bang on. Bang on. Forrest Gump. It was Forrest Hump. We were correct again. And Han Solo. Hand Solo.
Brilliant round, guys.
Guys, that's 4 out of 5.
It's only when marking the porn one that Liam's really gone for the bang on catchphrase when giving himself a tick. He's never done it in all the episodes of this podcast before, but like, legally bone, bang on. There we go. Womb Raider, bang on.
Knew it.
Will, let's have a break from the quiz because we're doing so bloody well. I think we can take the foot off the gas a little bit, can't we?
Yeah. This cruising towards the best score yet.
Top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
What's the
weather like up there?
So, Will, Big Brother is back.
Hi, Jake.
Big Brother is back.
Big Bro is back.
It's
the
absolutely
box.
Back, but it's the celebrity version.
Yes.
How exciting? I mean, how exciting is every series generally? But how different is it doing a celeb version to the civilian one?
It's shorter.
Sure.
What's the next question? Sorry. It is different. It is very different because it's interesting. Like, there's a different level of hype around it, obviously, because everyone wants to know who's going in. Mm. And there's the kind of room, you know, there's more for people to get excited about because it's like maybe there's going to be somebody totally like unexpected in there that we're going to learn stuff about and all that kind of thing. But then once the show actually starts, it very quickly falls into being very, very much the same as the civilian one. I always feel weird saying that, but that is actually what it's called, even in the press and stuff now. Because the format is so strong,
you know?
Like, it's an indestructible format. You put people in a house, you put hundreds of cameras in there, and chaos will ensue. Every time.
Yeah.
Well, guaranteed.
That's what I wanted to ask you as well, because like, what is it like being part of like, I mean, it's an institution, isn't it? Does it come with a different sort of fame? Because you're not just dealing with like people who know about you, you're dealing with people who are lifelong fans of the show.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
And they have a different relationship to the show than say someone who is a fan of The Traitors, say.
Yeah, don't say that. I like, yes, and I would say that I it even seems weird to even be saying this, but I don't have any fans. Like, people aren't fans of
me.
I don't, because there's very little to like.
But
people are fans of the show, right? And I'm a fan of the show, and that immediately, like, if I bump into somebody in the street, or somebody says, you're that guy who hosts Big Brother, whatever, I could stop it. I could talk to those. I do talk to people for fucking ages. Like, in the street, my missus would be like, can we carry on with our day? Because the people that bother to stop me or talk to me, or they're fans of Big Brother. And there's so much to talk about around it. I was rearranging a boiler fixing like thing today. I need somebody to come and fix my boiler, right? My boiler's bloody broken. And I had to rearrange it. Do you know why I had to rearrange it?
Why?
Because they originally gave me a window of the entire day, and then the more specific window was during this podcast record.
No way.
Oh, yeah, I'm going back to a very cold flat.
Wow.
Jake, thank you.
After recording in a very cold pub.
It is a bit chilly, and yet I've still managed to sort of sweat to the point of smelling.
I am smelling.
I've lost the train.
Are you getting it?
A little bit. I've really lost the train of thought
of where that sort of weird little guilt trip related to Big Brother.
No, because
we were talking about the fans of Big Brother, how they're diehard fans, and you were just telling us about
and
that.
Even the boiler
and then
said,
oh, and by the way, I've actually had to rearrange a boiler appointment to come here.
And I had to pay for my own Lime bike.
Yeah.
But no, I'll tell you why. Because the lady on the phone, I was rearranging, at the end of the call, and we'd got the new time, Tuesday morning.
Oh, mate, thanks for that.
That. She said, are you the TV presenter, Will Best, who does Big Brother? And I said, yes. And she was like, oh my God, I love Big Brother. I've always been a fan of the show. Like, the last series was so good. Like, she was...
Wow.
And then we chatted about the show, you know, like... So it is quite a special thing to work on for that reason.
I'm going to also say, I mean, you're being quite humble and say, oh, you don't have fans, they're fans of the show.
I'm going to let people into a little secret. I have worked on Big Brother as a producer with Will. And I've seen when people come to the live shows, they're excited to see him. He's a bit of a rock star. There's fan mail. There are gifts and there are letters that are sent to the office for Will.
Can I ask any standouts that you're allowed to
do? There's a guy who comes every series and hand delivers a miniature... it's difficult to describe, but I think the best way to describe it is a miniaturized rural B-road scene. So
it sounds like the set of Forrest Gump.
So it's like a junction, right? So it's on a bit of a wooden board with fake grass, tiny little people, tiny. And it will be like a junction with like a little little cottage, maybe some goats, and then like a Land Rover Defender, an old Land Rover Defender, like about to turn on the junction. This is miniaturized. There's be a little tree.
And what and is this? Is it in like a? I'm imagining like a snow globe. Sort
no,
of
no, no, it's, no, no. It's just on a bit of MDF.
And he's bought you numerous of these.
We've had a few of them.
And wow. do they all link? Are you sort of creating the false way or something?
No, they're all standalone pieces. They are beautiful. He's a landscape gardener. But like, I don't have any evidence that he can landscape a garden bigger than one that would fit in a shoebox. So I don't know if it's like the best advert for him, but I'm sure he's very good.
Oh, come on then. So I'm sadly not going to be working with you on the next series, but...
No, that will, because my request.
You requested it. Please, there must be some juice that you can give us.
No, I can't tell you anything because, and this is the key point, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
They tell us, I mean, you know from working on it. They told me last time, they tell me and AJ the day before. The day before. And the list of the sort of press leaked
trust,
list. Yeah, quite rightly.
Davina knew well ahead of time.
I don't know nothing. I actually don't know anything.
Right, well, I'm very excited to see the new series. If you're listening, tune in to the new series of Celebrity Big Brother. You do not want to miss it. It is the original reality show back for another series.
Yeah.
I'd love it if their viewing figures spiked off the back of that.
Yeah.
Round three, the final round.
Now, it's called Shit or Bust. I think this really feeds into the Henry. He's Australian, and I think we know that now, don't we? Shit or Bust.
If we weren't sure.
A swear word? A swear word in the title of a round? We've had rounds sent in before which have been really sophisticated. It's sort of like real proper quizzes.
I saw you there trying to think of an example and couldn't. We've had. Anyway, but yeah, we have had that.
Just good rounds, good rounds. I think they're going to be listening, feeling a bit annoyed by, oh, they're doing Shit or Bust now. Shit or Bust.
Go on, let's give Henry a chance.
Okay, so Shit or Bust, in brackets, Jeopardy.
Ooh,
questions.
Okay.
Just
is that from the American game show, Jeopardy? I don't know how that actually works.
I don't know. His description is multiple choice, +3 for each correct answer, -3 for each incorrect score. So I think this is Henry's version on that. You know the sort of rounds you get where it's, if you get one wrong, you don't get anything for the round.
Yeah, but this is more extreme than that. Because there are
five
questions.
It's less extreme.
Hang on. What are the maths on it, right?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
If we just do, if we select all of them for everything?
So, guys, this is quite scary, right? Because five questions, if we get -3 for each of these questions, right, our amazing good work is completely undone.
Because we're on 9 out of 10.
We get -15.
We're on 90%.
We get -15. We would be in negative equity.
Sorry, can I just go a bit glass half full here, though?
Okay, thank you.
If we get all five right, we're looking at 24 out of 25.
That's wild.
I mean, that's a...
That's wild.
Mate, wild. That would put you... We're even thinking of doing a leaderboard, right, on the socials. Mm. You'd be absolutely...
Really?
Yeah, we'd have to sort of convert it all into percentages.
Yeah.
Producer can do that. But it would be that. Like...
It'd be amazing.
Brilliant.
And through no sort of quizzing prowess of your own, just through the format of what
And I don't
done.
Think Sorry, you'd I ever get beaten to that, really.
Did all right in the... I got Tudor, so I got Tudor.
So question one, and it's worth noting they are multiple choice in this. So he's been a bit kinder. He's given us a bit of a chance with this.
Shit or Bust by Henry from Clapham.
Which of these talents did not appear in the film La La Land?
So and there could be, and the thing is, each incorrect, there could be more than one.
Oh, God.
The suggestion with
no,
that.
Oh,
one.
No.
Do you think
don't,
there's only one?
Oh, you're stressing me out, Will. Let's just go with one. If Henry wants to try to throw us off, then shame on him.
Well, that's easier then.
So the options we have, three options. John Legend,
yep.
Idina Menzel, or J.K. Simmons?
But by Idina Menzel, do you mean... As John Travolta called her at the Oscar ceremony. Do you remember when she won an Oscar and John Travolta went up?
Yes.
And the Oscar goes to... Which...
Did she know who he meant?
Yeah, yeah, she got up.
Did the camera know who to go to, yeah, or is it just yeah, sort of...
I think they put... Well, the camera was on her. Do you know what I mean? I think...
Who should we go for?
I think it was...
I've never seen
Because I feel like... So she is a singer.
Okay.
And she's been in musicals.
She was in Frozen, wasn't she? She was the voice of Elsa in Frozen. That's all I know.
Yeah, yeah,
about.
Yeah. I think that's what she got the Oscar for, maybe. But she was. I think she was also in High School Musical.
Have you seen La La Land? That's just.
I've seen La La Land. Well, I thought it was very good.
Just answer.
I can't remember
then,
any
Will.
Of those people being in it. Okay. J.K. Simmons.
You'd had 7 points.
J.K. Simmons isn't like. I don't think he's a singer. Like, can sing necessarily, but I feel like.
He can't sing.
He was in the drumming film Whiplash.
He didn't drum in it though. He was a conductor. All he did was wave that around. He never showed any sort of musical talent.
No. Well, he was timing.
Sure.
Timing. I think that he might have been in it wearing a trilby hat for some reason.
Okay.
Unless he was wearing a trilby hat in Whiplash. I don't know. But
is that you
that's,
think
I'm, just,
you,
I'm banking.
Is that an image you
John
think
Legend?
You, okay.
Now, that's the sort of thing that you know. Was it the sort of film to have a cameo? Or now, God,
have you seen it?
Have you
seen it? I've never seen it. I tried to watch the first 5 minutes of it, and I saw them sort of. There was a traffic jam, and everyone was getting out of their cars, and I just got stressed out.
That was like the end of Peter Kay's Car Share. If anyone ever watched that,
was there any singing that he can sing, Peter Kay?
Yeah,
can't he?
But do you remember? Did you ever watch Car Share? That has brought back a memory. There was a scene in that where he was walking across the curb, and it was a dream.
And what? And they did a
musical. Did you watch that Car Share? I forgot all about. Do you remember Car Share?
Car Share struck me as an inferior version of the one with Rob Brydon, like Mariam thingy. Was it thingy in Mariam?
I don't know.
When Rob Brydon used to just drive, it was like him and his missus on a commute.
You know what's great is listening to three blokes almost remember reference points that they want to share. Yeah. Do you remember that? No, I don't remember what you're talking about, but do you remember this thing that I'm talking about?
It sounds a bit like this thing.
Do you remember this thing that I... No, I don't. Also, what was great about your Car Share one was you were doing an impression of Peter Kay talking about a thing that Peter Kay was in. Does anyone remember Car Share? Does anybody remember it? We were brilliant.
What's all that about? Yeah.
Car Share, what's all that about?
All that
right,
about.
Let's get with an answer here. Shall we go?
Well, no, can we come back to it?
Oh,
because if this was a real pub quiz...
We never do that.
If this was a real pub quiz, we'd come back to it.
Are you insinuating it's not a real pub quiz?
Sorry. As this is a real pub quiz...
Certainly not a real podcast. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's not a podcast.
Right. We'll park it.
We'll park it.
On Will Best's request, we're going to park question one. Because there's a lot riding on this. We could lose 3 points here. Okay, so question two. In literature, what nationality was Dr. Faustus.
Which suggests, with that smarmy correction,
German, Danish, or Scottish? I think it was German.
Well, Faustus sounds German, isn't it? He made a pact with the devil, didn't he? A Faustian pact.
Yeah,
I think
you know what this is.
Yeah,
then.
But I don't know if he's German, Danish, or Scottish.
Will, don't turn up to our podcast. Correct how he's saying Faustus, which was wrong by all accounts.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Then say that it's about a deal with the devil, and then say, "Oh, but I don't know the nationality."
No,
shut up, our
from.
Producer. Yeah. He's worked really hard to do all this.
We were excited to have you on this. You were the most famous guest we'd ever had. Yeah.
It's true what they say. It's true what they say.
You know what's happened? I've got down to the second half of my. That's a pint and a half now.
Yeah.
And I become an absolute wanker. I'm sorry.
No wonder Romesh told you to fuck off.
It's really true. The Sun, are you watching? Are you watching The Sun? Will Best shows his true colours.
Yeah, but what would they call it? Storms off of... Because you've just said it's not really
it's
a podcast.
It's not a podcast, so I don't know.
Will Best walks through a pub. There's no story.
That's what saved you, really, isn't it?
Will Best storms away from friends with pints and microphones.
Let's go German.
Let's go German.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it seems too easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It
seems too easy. That's why I thought maybe Danish.
Like Faustus.
It could be German's the other one. Danish is the other one it could be. It's not Scottish.
No, do you know what?
Let's come back to it.
Oh, we can't park
them
all.
We can't keep
coming
back.
We
can keep parking them.
We can't. German. Let's go
Call
German.
Call me the valet. I'm parking them.
Is that your contribution to quiz teams? Can we just park it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're collecting in the sheets now. Fuck, we've got another 9 questions to answer here. You parked them all, Will. Have you remembered him in that time? Yeah. No, what were they?
I've lost the keys.
It's also the first gag he said Will's made
Will's
sense
not here.
As well. We're out of the realm.
No, that's not true. Because before it started, I said, I'm going into aeroplane mode. Not my phone, me. That was
Yeah. Just before we started recording.
Let's go with German, okay. All right? That's what we think it is. Let's not second guess it. Yeah. Question number 3. Liam, what does it say?
Ayrton Senna won 3 driver championships with which team? McLaren, Lotus or Ferrari?
Definitely wasn't Lotus. He was Ferrari, wasn't he?
Is this F1?
F1, yeah.
Is it?
That bodes well,
doesn't
it?
Man.
So you've presented some sort of like car stuff, haven't you?
God, this is an incredible bit of segue, guys.
Yeah. This is journalism.
I did a show called The Classic Car Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, they're both taking a swing at the set. What's going on? Completely sick. Yeah? Tell us about this classic car show.
That's a sign of two hosts who haven't done their research.
You had a car show.
It wasn't my car. I didn't have a car, but I did. I presented on a show called The Classic Car Show, Channel 5. Yes. 1 series. Huh?
Okay, we've got there now, finally. What's the answer?
Is that why you brought it up?
I was actually talking about the Red Bull stuff.
One series, a little bit like The Love Shaft, 1 series, E4, dating show.
A little series you might recognise.
A little bit like Armageddon, 2 series, but that's only because we recorded them back to back. 2 series, but very much not a recommission.
How many single series shows have you done?
I, in a way, am the death knell for many a show. Like T4, obviously, was a long running thing. I joined it, and it was cancelled. Almost immediately.
Can I just say...
like, that is an institution at
that
point.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, besties coming along.
Besties coming along, yeah. Well, because I used to do all of the Channel 4 youth music stuff. I did T4, Freshly Squeezed, The Crush, which is like a magazine show. I feel like it was another one. Anyway, they all got cancelled 1 week apart. But they all... So I got the call, bad news, T4's cancelled. But don't worry, you've still got Freshly Squeezed, The Crush. Anyway, next week... Fresh Squeeze, that's gone, but you still got The Crush. You know where this is going.
Yeah, big time.
It doesn't bode well for this podcast.
No, this great last episode, though. I think we can... Yeah, no, it doesn't. There's always been a few... So was that enough of a segue?
So Ayrton Senna won 3 Ayrton, driver championships with which team?
He was Ferrari, right?
Okay.
Because you know what? Because his big... The reason why he wasn't McLaren, because that was Alain Prost, wasn't it?
Yep.
In the Marlborough cars. Was that McLaren at the time?
This is a conversation you're
having with yourself. Okay, go
Ferrari. Yeah. Question 4.
Hydra, Styx, and Charon are moons which orbit the celestial body. Oh, fuck. Hydra, Styx, and Charon are moons which orbit which celestial body?
This is tough.
Jupiter, Neptune, or Pluto?
Okay, so let's just leave.
Well, Jupiter has a lot of moons.
Yeah,
the
it
only
does.
Ones I know, the biggest one's called Titus.
Okay.
Or Titan, and the second biggest is called Ganymede.
Oh,
unless Ganymede is maybe Ganymede is no Ganymede. I think
Ganymede's in Lord of the Rings, isn't it? Ganymede.
Isn't he a dwarf?
I think he might have been.
I thought that's what they drink in Harry Potter, isn't it?
Hydra, Styx. Hydra, Styx, and Charon. They're gladiators, aren't they?
Anymore?
Hydra, Styx, and Charon. Jupiter,
they orbit Bradley Walsh, I mean.
Jupiter, Neptune, they're planets, aren't they? that's a question.
Hydra, Styx, and Charon. I would like to go Jupiter. It's the biggest
Jupiter
planet.
Jupiter has a lot of moons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hang on a
sorry,
second.
Sorry, I just circled it and I just...
I would like to say, hang on a second.
Okay, here we go.
I was about to say that Pluto is not a planet anymore. So it can't be that. But then I saw his question. He said, Hydra, Styx, and Charon are moons that orbit which celestial body? Has he put celestial body in there specifically?
Pluto is
to
so
include
little.
Pluto.
Mm.
But he's done it.
No.
He's made sure he hasn't said planet. He's covered his back.
No,
he's covered his back.
Yeah, but that's because he's made a list that doesn't, that one of which is not as
but he could have picked any other planet.
Yeah, but if he'd said which planet...
He could have put Earth. Well, we know it wouldn't be that. But
if he'd said which planet, then smart Alex, like you... would say, well, it's actually just a 50-50 now because Pluto's not a planet.
What voice
celestial
is that?
Body.
Whose voice is that?
Whose
voice is that? Because you've said smart that Alex was Henry. You
that was Henry.
What you've done there.
That was Henry.
It's taken a very bitter turn since the second point arrived.
A guest on this, come on, man, annihilated us.
Shall I do the thing where I walk away? So I think ignore that. I think it's a red herring.
Okay. So are we going Jupiter? Are we going Jupiter?
Yeah, let's go Jupiter.
Are you happy with that, Will? Because I'm getting the impression you're not.
Do you know what?
No, let's go Neptune. Let's go Neptune.
No, whoa. I don't know. Okay, let's stick with Jupiter because it's got the most moons.
No, let's stick
with... Jupiter has lots of moons.
I'm reading between that. You were saying, let's stick with Jupiter, so when it ends up being Neptune, you can have a go at it.
Let's...
Correct. Fucking have we quizzed before together?
Close your eyes and think to yourself, what feels right for you? Because you're our guest, we should go with what you feel, okay? Hold his wrist, close
your
eyes.
Is it yes from me?
Do a raise, Charles. What feels right for you? What's your gut say?
I feel like anything other than Jupiter is a bit trick question. I don't think Henry's a trick question kind of guy.
No, he's not clever enough for that.
Yeah. Thank you for sending your quiz in.
Exactly. The only thing he knows about physics is that he once gave his mate an atomic wedgie.
Right, should we stick with Jupiter?
Yeah, go on.
Are you happy with Jupiter?
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
Question
there's,
five.
There's a real, in this podcast, when everyone gets to sort of round three and pint three, there's a real fuck it energy. Yeah. In round one, we're deliberating forensically. We're thinking, well, no, let's consider all options. I mean, I've not seen you write anything down, Will, for the last hour and a half.
I've written Henry and underlined it twice. And then I've just put a note for the producer.
But do you know what I think creates this, though, is the multiple choice? I think you don't use your brain as much. You just go, oh, okay.
You don't use your brain as much, but you do use... You're just perpetuity?
Your pituitary gland.
You use your... What's the filler word here? You use your... For doubt. You use your propensity.
Your propensity.
Propensity for doubt. Yes.
Yeah.
Question five. Okay. Jousting was discontinued in which century? Like it's a chocolate bar. Discontinued. I'm sure we just stopped doing
it. Do that anymore.
Yeah, 17th, 18th, or 19th.
It was replaced by Starburst. I thought
they Marathon. Renamed it. Yeah. I reckon 19th. I reckon they were doing this. No, actually.
Yeah. Well, you'd think it would be late, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
You'd think it would be quite late.
Should we go 19th?
You know, 19th century could be 1801.
I think it's a real medieval sport. I think that. And also. Key thing that I often get confused with is when we're talking about centuries and they say 17th, 18th, 19th.
Not minus one.
That minus one.
Minus one.
19th does not mean 1900s. Look, I think Henry VIII was the most famous of the jousters.
Was he a jouster?
Well, he was a big, oh, big jouster.
You were still doing, you were in the 18th century, you were definitely still doing duels. Mm-hmm. 17 something, you could walk five paces and try and shoot your fucking mate. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you were jousting. Well, should we just go middle? 17th, 18th, 19th, let's go middle.
Will the middle solve the riddle?
Early in the 1700s. Yeah. I can imagine early in the 1700s they stopped the jousting.
Okay, go middle.
Okay.
I'd have liked to have gone 19th, but I'm happy to go middle.
I was thinking 19th as well, but let's go middle.
Right.
One of the most toxic trios that we've
had. Don't turn the page yet, because remember,
parked a little something.
Maybe Idina Menzel was... Emma Stone's friend.
Yeah.
Maybe J.K. Simmons had some kind of role to play because he's an actor. So maybe John Legend by process of elimination.
Okay.
I feel like that's wrong. I feel like the actual answer is Idina Menzel.
Well, should we go? What do you want to go for? It's only you who've seen the film, so I think it's only fair that you get the answer.
Yeah. No, but I think maybe Idina. Now I feel like I can see her in it, and I can't remember John Legend in it.
Okay. Okay.
Go, John Legend.
It's done. It's done. An excruciating.
Guys, okay. Oh. So before. Just before we...
Sorry, has everyone got that into it before?
Fuck!
Bank! No.
God. It's times like this you really miss porn parodies, don't you? Miss it. Yeah. You miss it dearly. Yeah.
You know where you are with the porn parody.
So before we go into this, we're currently on a 9 out of 10. At the end of this, we are going to have a score out of 25 because we've answered all of these questions. And it's plus three for everyone correct, minus three for everyone incorrect. So round three. Shit or bust. Here we go. So, number one, which of these talents did not appear in the film La La Land? John Legend, Idina Menzel, or J.K. Simmons? Sick. Will, you were torn between John Legend and your instinct was Idina Menzel. Is that fair to say?
And we said go with your gut.
We said go with your gut.
You're trying to shift the blame onto me.
No, I'm not. And then you said you felt you'd seen Idina Menzel in the film.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So we went with John Legend.
We did, yeah.
The answer...
Oh, God.
...is Idina Menzel.
Fuck! Fuck! Shit! Sorry, Kat. And what... Okay.
For the tape, Will has eaten his working out paper.
That's minus three. That's a shame.
Will has eaten his notes for the producer. question two. In literature, what nationality was Dr. Faustus?
It's Danish, isn't it? I bet it's Danish.
We went German.
And it just seemed too obvious.
It's German. Oh. There we go. Here we go. Okay. Okay, so that puts us back level. We're back level. So, and now this is your thing because you hosted that.
They're all his fucking thing. Every single one of these, it was like.
Yeah. It was you, Will.
It was always you.
Ayrton Senna won three driver championships with which team? What did we say, Jake?
Quite calmly, Jupiter. No, that was something else. We said.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. This was all you.
You didn't say anything.
Jake didn't circle his answer. We said Ferrari.
Oh, it's I've seen the documentary and
this man.
Are you sure it was McLaren? Sorry, I've just skipped to the end. I saw it.
It's McLaren. Yeah. It's
really?
McLaren.
It's another minus three.
Fuck.
Shit.
But I thought, who was he?
I have two minus threes and a plus three, which leaves us on
minus three.
Minus three. Yeah.
Was he never Ferrari?
Will is currently Googling the...
Please
put your phones away for the quiz.
It's the last round. I need to bring this baby into land.
Guys, don't worry. Will's just Instagramming the answer here.
No Googling at my quiz.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Barman. Get rid of him.
Hang on, he never drove for Ferrari, did he?
Five.
For another 2 years.
Four.
Fuck.
Right,
okay. Question four. Hydra, Styx, and Charon are moons which orbit which celestial body? Now, Jake, Will had a bit of a laugh at you because you had this merry little theory. You had this little theory that by him saying celestial body rather than planet was used to incorporate Pluto.
Well, do you know
else why would you put Pluto in there?
Do you know what it is, Liam? Is that when it comes to quizzing, and I don't know if I do bang on about this a lot, but I do run pub quizzes, and I like pub quizzes. Mm. And one of the key things is look for any clue in the question. Yeah. You're not expected to know every morsel of trivia. Of course you're not. And not people who enjoy quizzes don't go because they know everything. They go because they also enjoy working things out, looking for codes, looking for clues, and coming to a logical conclusion.
Yeah. Will Best told you in no uncertain terms, fuck off.
Yeah, it was that, wasn't it?
It was.
And also, sorry, not only did he do that, he said it like this. Oh, well, someone's going to come and say, voice.
That wasn't me.
Which was...
That wasn't me. I said, I was saying from the start, guys, I think this is Pluto.
You said it's definitely between Jupiter and Neptune, and we were torn between them, and we spent a good 5 minutes of this episode fannying about with, is it Jupiter, is it Neptune?
We fannied.
After we laughed at Jupiter. I didn't. It was Pluto.
It was, wasn't it? That's what's happened there, guys. What's happened there is that I thought, because I even said this, you can rewind the tapes, I said, it's... Henry's gone for the obvious answer. Like, this is Henry we're dealing with, right?
Blame it on him.
And I thought Henry's gone. And anyway, so I thought Jupiter. Fuck's sake.
Henry, as always, thanks for the quiz. Question number five.
Okay, so we need this, guys. We really need this. Jousting was discontinued in which century? Again, this is story of a round. We spent a lot of time deliberating between 18th and 19th. The answer was the 17th century. I don't know what we ended up going with, 18th or 19th.
We went with 18th. We said it's the middle. And we said, we think it's the 19th, so that when the 19th is the answer, we can blame it on Jake.
Yeah.
And what's happened here is that Jake said it's the 17th.
But we had to go to the middle to compromise.
And we ignored him. And I didn't do it out loud, but in my head, I did the
18th
voice.
18th century.
In my head, I did the, Jake thinks it's the 17th.
You guys thought it was the 19th century. So you thought jousting was happened when Thomas Edison was inventing the telephone.
Why not?
You thought jousting was happening.
They still had capital punishment. They still had dueling.
Thomas, put your phone down, you fucking loser. Jousting. Get out of here and watch your
jousting. You thought jousting was happening when they had invented photography.
Sorry,
that's
guys.
What you thought was going on. I'm sorry. How in what world were people on horses killing each other with massive fucking spears?
Oh, I've got a bit of a photography gig this weekend. Going to the jousting. Oh, I've got press pass for the jousting.
Hold still. Oh, gone.
Yeah, okay. Two things. One, you don't necessarily kill people in jousting. We've all seen the film. Yeah. What was it called? The one with
A Knight's Tale.
A Knight's Tale.
Set in the 17th century.
Yeah, fine. It was tight.
Big clue.
Yeah, music by David Bowie. So
I like that jousters spoke about it in the same way boxers talk about boxing. It's actually a discipline.
Sorry, this is actually a trick question. Right? I swear on my life, I have seen jousting. Right? At Lotherton Hall in Yorkshire, they got dressed up in armour and they rode horses at each other and they flipping well jousted.
To be fair, they still do it at Warwick Castle. But
Yeah. Right, so what guys, we should have done is not answered that one. Can we go back in time?
They reenact jousting. That does not mean that people are doing full-on jousting.
So
where you can die.
Okay. Henry is an absolute cat amongst the pigeons. He's broken up what I felt was a promising friendship.
Yeah.
Amongst us three.
It was lovely until the second point came in.
I don't know why Henry's done a question about jousting anyway. What's his last name? The Eighth. What's his last name? The Eighth.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know if you've got that. So I don't know why Henry started a question about jousting anyway. What's his last name? The Eighth.
It's very good. It's the
fifth.
And I know we spoke about leaderboards. We spoke about you being an unmovable force at the top of the leaderboard. What that round has done to our overall score. We came into that round with a 9 out of 10, which is just fantastic. At the end of that round, that's left us on a score out of 25, -3.
Right. So we've come out of this in negative equity.
Yeah.
This is the quiz equivalent.
We owe something to Henry here.
This is the quiz equivalent of the 2008.
It's the equivalent of the 2008.
That one works.
Well, look, I just want to say. That I'm disappointed with myself.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. I'm fucking disappointed with you two.
Yeah. Me?
Oh, big time.
I know you were giving it to him. What have I done?
What have you done?
Good question.
Well, I didn't lose us.
Good question.
I didn't lose us 12 points.
You didn't bloody gain us, didn't it?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I was willing to back you on the Pluto stuff.
No, do you know what?
This is like school, though. So did the biggest one. Have you seen his arms?
I'm turning on Liam, and now I'm going to turn on our guest and say, don't you try and turn Liam on me.
Yeah,
all
thank
right?
you.
This is the wrong enemy. All of this anger should be directed at fucking Henry.
Is this the reason why it's always...
I don't know why.
Is this the reason why it's always one series with you? Because you get in there, you're a little shit stirrer, you turn everyone against each other.
Maybe.
And then I
can never come back to try and redeem myself, I guess. No, I'm sorry, that was a statement. I can never come back to redeem myself because this will be the last episode because this is now a discontinued podcast.
Much like jousting.
What happens now? Do we owe like Henry like money or something? I don't know what. Like we've never been in a position where we're in negative points before. Yeah. Right, Will, what we love to do at the end of every quiz is give it a little bit of a rating, give it a bit of a review. So,
okay, the quiz review.
Yeah, absolutely. So, out of 10, isn't it, normally?
How about out of 25?
Out of 25, what would you give...
-3.
What would you... out of 25, what would you give playability?
-3.
Lovely stuff. And, you know, very fitting.
Yeah.
Out of 25, what would you give... The range of questions.
Do I just keep saying -3 for every one of these? Is a joke. Yeah. -3.
Yeah. And finally, what would you give for general sort of good vibes? Just general good vibes.
So, but that's not based on the quiz. Is that based on you two?
It's based on the whole experience.
The whole experience. Yeah. You bought me a couple of pints.
Yep. Yeah.
Excuse me.
That fact will make you burp as well as fart. Apparently.
did you pick up that little bit? Okay. So I'll knock off one each.
Don't
each,
knock one off, mate. Just do the review.
Bloody Han Solo over.
Each pint gets a point. So minus one.
Okay. Well, Will, you've been the most spectacular, wonderful, enigmatic guest we've ever had on
you
the
really
quiz.
Have.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd like to quiz with you again one day.
I'd love to do that. Thanks so much for having me. Goodbye.
All right. See you later. Bye. Bye.